Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. Yes, and it is September the 27th in the year of the Lord 2022. Got to keep reminding the globalists that the world does not belong to them, that it belongs to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and is the King over it right now, sitting in the heavenlies, in the throne at the right hand of God. That's a fact. Well, we've been talking about, I've been taking Mark Anderson's show for a while, Stop the Presses, and yesterday we were talking about new constitutions or different constitutions, and what we're constantly doing all the time is just trying to expose what's going on and chasing around, stomping out grass fires. The few times that I've run for office, I had a friend of mine that when he was running for office, and he told me some things, and we had worked together on bond issues and things like that. And he told me something that stuck with me for years, and it's really true, is if you're an election, if you're in the midst of an election and you're either a candidate for the office or you have a proposal or something, an issue that's to be passed or not to be voted on, You want to be not the one reacting to the other. You want to be the one that the other side is reacting to. Well, see, the situation that we're in with tyranny, and I dare anyone to prove to anyone's satisfaction that we are not in the midst of absolute dissolution of government and we're under tyranny right now. All the signs of a dissolved government are in our face daily. The open borders. I mean, we can forget about the coming New World Order. We are in the New World Order. This is the New World Order. Open borders is the New World Order. Are our borders open? Yes, they are. Is somebody going to close them? There's no indication anywhere that anybody is going to be able to close them. It's just not happening. The people that should are not doing it. So what is this situation? And then I brought up, and again, what we're doing is reacting to what tyrants are doing all the time. They do something, and we react to it. We try to expose them. We talk about them, trying to explain to the people what's really happened. Things like 9/11, we discover the truth about 9/11. We try to educate people. Does it work? Well, it does. It shows a lot of people come to find out the truth, and but has it altered the mass media cartel at all, or the government position? Not one iota. After 21 years, all the things that we've learned about 9/11 have had no impact on government. None. Zero. Or I should say, on dissolved government. What we've discovered about 9/11 has had no impact on dissolved tyrannical government in America, not at the federal level or the state level. Zero zilch. Well, and then people wonder, and see, what I've been trying to say about this is that we're not going to ever get anywhere until tyranny and tyrants are actually reacting to what the people are doing. See, the people need to understand that if they're not going to do anything, if the ordinary people in the street, at work, doing the daily routine, if they are not going to institute lawful government again, it will never be instituted. We shall never see it. It's just not going to happen. The tyrants that have already overthrown our government, the one we had, and dissolved it, are not going to institute lawful government. It would destroy everything they've spent 200 years doing. It would destroy their destro the what they've destroyed. I mean, they're not going to all of that work and destroying our government. They're not going to relinquish and say, "Well, y'all go ahead now and do your own thing. We're going to get out of here. We're going to give you all your assets back that we've stolen." Well, in a way, though, they should, and that's the way we ought to look at it. There's no reason why we should look at creating a new lawful government as some kind of a belligerent, revolutionary, bloodshed, bloodbath program. We have even Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution tells us that we can create a new state anytime we want to. Yeah, a new state of Texas. We can create a new one, brand new constitution, everything. And we don't have to go through Austin. That's right. It's just we have an inalienable right to develop a new government. In the way that protects our life, liberty, and possessions, and as long as it's in the Republican form, which means essentially that government cannot obtain any authority that is not in each individual alone. Now that's, uh-oh, excuse me, I have a phone call here, let me see. I'm in a radio show. I'll call you back. Okay. Yesterday I was talking, and of course there are people that just cannot give this idea up that we have it dissolved. They just can't, are not going to take it. They're not going to accept the idea that you can dissolve government. I would like to say, if governments are not dissolved by tyrants within that alter the provisions without law, I mean by law, without amendment, then the devil has perfected tyranny on the earth forever. If that's what constitutional government is that one party, the governing party, can alter the provisions of it by law, by their own decisions, without your permission, without the permission of the people in an amendment, then Satan has perfected tyranny on the earth because he has effectively bound the people with chains that cannot be opened ever. So is that constitutional government? Is that what this great thing is that we've learned about from our youth up, that this the wonderful Constitution, is it really the work of Satan? The perfection of tyranny on earth, the perfected binding of mankind forever? No. That's an absurdity. Governments are dissolved. Constitutions are dissolved by the miscarriages of those who have been elected to sit in the seats of it. Now, what do you do? What does one do when that has occurred? Do you go ask the tyrants who have lost all their authority? Do you ask them to first of all reauthorize themselves and then to correct themselves? Now, why would you do that? Why would you go ask a tyrant sitting in a dissolved seat of government who has no authority whatsoever to do anything on the behalf of the people? Why would you ask them to do anything other than to vacate the premises, get out of the building? You're unauthorized occupant. Vacate the premises. I mean, that's really the only lawful thing they can do. The only lawful thing they can do is vacate the premises and renounce the being. They don't even have to renounce anything. They're already out of it. So what is this? This turned out a very nice thing happened. Lawrence Cumby sent me a document yesterday. I guess he was listening to the show. We were talking about constitutions and dissolved ones and making new ones, which, it is startling. We've grown up thinking of nothing but these people are violating the Constitution, and we need to protect the Constitution at all costs because these people are violating it. But it's a shocker to hear that. Wait a minute. That's not what a constitution is, and that's not how you protect it after it's already been dissolved. In fact, you cannot protect a dissolved constitution. The only way you can protect a constitution is to prevent anyone from altering its terms by law without an amendment. The time for defense of the Constitution has long passed. So what we have is a dissolved constitution that cannot be defended. It's already gone. It's dead and buried. You can't defend a dead, buried person. So what do we need? What's coming? What are the tyrants planning for us? Or what do we already have? We have open borders. We're going to have a whole new mix of people with all different ideas about all kind of stuff. Well, anyway, when we were talking about this, Lawrence Cumby sent me a document last night in the email, and it's, lo and behold, it is a constitution that, let me go up to the very top of this thing. It's a full constitution, or at least it's somebody's work, and I'm going to read you some of this. And by the way, I will post this whole document at, I think it's already posted. It's posted at the Family Guardian. It's called, if you want to go there, you could probably find it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I don't think I can read this whole link. It's FAM, FAM, guardian.org. And then it goes on. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's just long, the link. But you could probably just go to famguardian.org and look it up. And it would be called New World Order Declaration to Abolish U.S. Government. Okay. And just think about this. This link says Declaration to Abolish U.S. Government and dash new states. Well, first of all, you don't have to abolish the United States government. You don't abolish a dissolved government. It's already gone. And by the way, you don't secede from it either. See, this is why I've been against secession for years and years and spoke against it. This is why I sued the Houston Chronicle for printing on the front page of their newspaper that I was a secessionist and I had met with a bunch of secessionists. I am not a secessionist. And even at the event they were reporting on, I spoke against it. They were simply lying. That's called defamation. And they linked it up with, I don't want to get into that. It's a big story. But anyway, this is why you can't secede from it. You just can't secede from it, and you can't abolish it. You can't overthrow it. You can't be a revolutionary. You don't overthrow dissolved governments. That's already done. That's finished. You couldn't be a revolutionary if you wanted to and sign papers that you said, what? It's already done, friend. You're just too late to do any of that. So anyway, this document that it was sent, it's actually a 3-in-1 document. I'm going to read just the top of it. It says, the following document is an exact copy of the original as produced by Liberty Lobby. Virtually all of the documents paints a grim and hellish picture indeed. However, there are a couple of sections that are so abysmal and so disrespectful of people's God-given rights that they are in a class of their own, even within the context of this horrible document. Those sections are in bold, are italicized, and are in red type. Okay, and it says here, and this is Liberty Lobby wrote this little thing, it says, the file contains three documents. One, a proposed constitutional model for the new states of America. This is to replace the U.S. Constitution. And two, a proposed constitution for the new states of America. An analysis by E. Stanley Rittenhouse. And number three is a review of the proposed constitutional model for the new states of America by Colonel Curtis B. Dahl. So what they give you here is this new constitution, and then an analysis by Stanley Rittenhouse and another analysis by Colonel Curtis Dahl. And anyway, so I'll read a little of this. One thing that I see right away that it's very deficient in, and that even our own Constitution, the dissolved one, is deficient in, is it doesn't have a premise where it starts out and actually tells you the principles, the main principles that are understood and which will be protected in the Constitution. In other words, telling you what you're going to do and what it is to accomplish and how to interpret every provision of it. So anyway, we got a break coming up here in just a few seconds. And so feel free to call in and we'll address all this. Okay, be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
That sounds like it's sneaking up on you. This is Liberty sneaking up on tyrants. It's coming. Anyway, we were talking about this constitution that I was sent last night with two analyses of it. By the way, you're listening to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. As I was saying, one of the things I can see that this Constitution, pathetic Constitution, is missing is in ours, the dissolved one that we had was also deficient in it, is it didn't tell you the premise by which the Constitution would be interpreted. It didn't tell you what it was to accomplish, actually, only in the most general of terms. Like this one does the same thing. It's insufficient. It's deficient. So by reading it, you don't understand what the terms are trying to do, what the point of them are, and how to interpret them based on it. So let's read the preamble of this proposed constitutional model for the new states of America, written by a bunch of socialist New World Order people. So preamble, it says, and quote, "So that we may join in common endeavors, welcome the future in good order, and create an adequate and self-repairing government, we the people do establish the new states of America, herein provided to be ours, and do ordain this constitution, whose supreme law it shall be until the time prescribed for shall have run." Unquote. That's the preamble. Well, how's that going to help anybody figure out how to interpret anything else said from then on? Okay, comma, it's going to help, may join. Okay, we're going to join together. Obviously, a constitution, what does it do? It's an agreement. Oh, wow, it's an agreement. So you tell people up front it's an agreement. We're going to agree to get along under these terms. Okay, the second part of it is welcome the future in good order. Well, welcome future. So how you mean we interpret some of these provisions under there as welcoming the new good order? It's to be orderly? Okay, create an adequate self-repairing government. Self-repairing. Now, what the heck is that, self-repairing? You mean always have the government repairable, even when so there cannot be any, we're gonna get rid of anything that could ever create the notion that government is dissolved. Self-repairing. So you can't, in other words, this is almost like saying this is an undissolvable government because it's self-repairing. It repairs itself. It goes off the track, crashes, violates every premise, and then self-repairs itself. Fantastic. Well, I don't want that. I don't want something self-repairing. Here's what it should say. The terms of this must be at all times, and the government must be at all times in conformity with the terms hereof. And that's how you interpret it. If you're out of conformity with the terms of it, this sucker, and if you've done it by law without our approval by an amendment, it's dissolved. It ain't self-repairing. You can't self-repair it. Okay, now, we the people, wow, they took that from the old one, do establish the new states of America. Okay, well, big deal, we got that. Herein provided to be ours. Well, why would we be at ours if we're all part of the New World Order anyway? Well, you can see where this is going, so hang with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Did President Biden admit a border problem? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Biden administration has set the record for the number of apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border in a calendar year and in a fiscal year twice. So far, more than 2 million arrests have been made this fiscal year alone. Yesterday, Biden said, "We're working with Mexico and other countries to stop the flow." Oh, working with Mexico like the previous administration had done, but you undid? Things like the Remain in Mexico program that you have fought in court to stop since taking office? Is that how you're working with these other countries, by bringing back all of the processes and procedures that you called racist on the campaign trail? It does seem that Biden has finally admitted a problem. There must be an election coming up. Find more political commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Came down. I like it. That's reminiscent of that Battle of Jericho or something. I like it. Well, that's pretty much kind of what we have to go on. We have to have faith in God that he's the creator of the earth and creator of ourselves. And we're created in his image. And he has rules on earth. And our forefathers, Christian forefathers, have also developed the rules of civil government. And recognizing what is the real new world order, what must it recognize in human beings? That we are all the sons of God. the sons and daughters of God. That's what we are. And what is that? Kings and queens. We all own property in our life, our liberty, and our possessions. And they cannot, those things cannot be aligned. And why is that true? Because God has created us all equally under the law. We all have access to God the Father and to enter the kingdom of heaven. So we need contracts where all the kings and queens live together under provisions that we all agree to. So it can't just be anything somebody thinks up. It's got to be protective of those things. Well, we got a caller already. Hey, David, how you doing?
Oh, hello, Ron. Good to talk to you. A couple of things, but the first thing, Ron, you know how the scripture says the devil cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy?
Yes.
Okay? You're familiar with that scripture?
I am.
Now, we're told that the power to tax is the power to destroy, right?
Some people have said that, yes.
Yeah, that's been said, the power to tax. I'm not sure who's credited with originally saying it. The power to tax is the power.
Well, it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural, but there are certain philosophers, you might say, have said that, yes.
Yeah, well, no, I know it's not in the scripture.
Mostly it's actually, people have, go ahead, finish.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, I quoted, the first thing I quoted was a scripture, but that isn't, I know that's not a scripture. Just somebody said, and it's been repeated many times, the power to tax, and it's generally agreed that the power to tax is the
that's
power
anarchist.
To destroy.
The anarchists are big on that, that taxation is destruction and unlawful. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's not where I'm going. What I'm trying to do here, Ron, is simply point out that the word destroy is common in the scripture and in that saying, that the power to tax is the power to destroy. But in the scripture, it says that the devil destroys, but he also kills. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so where I'm going with this, I want these so-called Americans to understand what is happening with those 87,000 IRS agents that are being trained in the deadly use of every form of weapons, all kinds of weaponry. They're being trained to kill. So the power to tax is not only the power to destroy, but the power to tax is also the power to kill. And they're being trained to kill. The power to tax is the power to destroy, and it's also what destroy means, Ron, is kill. And I don't know if people have actually... I don't bother connecting the dots. I strictly connect the stars. I look to the heavens, and I connect the stars. That power to destroy is that what that means is the power to kill. The devil cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Those IRS agents are being trained to destroy you, so we kill you, to kill you, okay?
Yes. Well, you know, you don't really even have to go that far to make the connection that IRS agents are being trained with all kinds of weaponry that looks like they're not only going to tax, but they're going to kill. You don't have to go that far because if they're taking your property, and that's what they're doing, if they take any life, liberty, and property is what this is about, life, liberty, and possessions. So these three are connected, and this is John Locke's and the Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat, both agree on this, that These three things are interconnected. Anyone that would take your property would also incarcerate you. And any that would take your property and incarcerate you would also take your life. Because property helps sustain your life. You need liberty and property to sustain your life. And when they take your property and take your liberty, they would also take your life. And of course, if you take your life, they've taken everything. And if they take your liberty, they can take the rest of it. See, these three things are connected. So, and IRS taxes, those kinds of things, where they're especially where they are taxing your wages, which is your property, because you don't earn anything with wages. All you do is trade the value of your labor for what the man agreed to the value of it was. So all you did was swap property. So when the federal government takes some of your property, that's not a tax. That's the confiscation of some of your property. Well, that means they ultimately they'll take your life too. So we've got to stop government from taking the property of the people. There's ways to tax people lawfully without taking property.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for that, David.
Yeah, I don't think, in other words, destroy and kill is synonymous. Destroy, and I don't think people have actually, that thought is actually crystallized in their mind. The power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to tax is, which means the power to destroy your life, to kill you, so.
Well, I don't go so far. So, see, David, I don't go so far as to say that the power to tax is the power to destroy. The power to take property is the power to destroy. Because there are taxes that don't take property, that do not encumber your property or do not lien it or take it.
Yeah. So I'm not saying all taxes and everything is all taxes are going to kill us and everything, but I'm saying the abuse of the power to tax. If it's abused, it's the power to kill and destroy. To steal, to kill and destroy.
It's sometimes the abuse type of thing gets difficult too, because you can't really abuse authority that you really have. You can only just use it or not use it. But the other thing is, because some taxes simply don't, like a sales tax, that's not actually confiscation of property, and it's not actually encumbering property, and it doesn't lien property, it doesn't threaten property. So those kinds of things, that's a legitimate tax, and it cannot really be abused unless it got so high that the people couldn't pay it. Then that's an abuse, I guess. But property first, and property taxes, state property taxes, when talk about something that's unlawful. That is unlawful in America, and there's been many founders come right out and say that straight up, straightforward.
With this thing about the dissolution of government, when I said we're no longer this business about the United States of America and everything, that it has been dissolved, Ron. And in a previous call a month or so ago, when Mark Anderson was doing had Michael News dad on and everything, I brought up John McManus of the Burcher side, like his book Changing Command, how our military has been put under the authority of the United Nations and everything, and Mark said, "Oh, I have that book." And Mark agreed with me, and Mark knew all about this dissolution in the sense it's the Senate. I don't know if you caught my call a few days ago or last week or something, Ron. But the Senate made treaties. They authorized, endorsed, ratified treaties with the United Nations. But We are definitely the best way to conceive of this country, this so-called country now. You know, they always say the former great America, the used to be great America, the once great America. Well, now we're the United States of the United Nations. And I don't approve of that. I'm not endorsing that. But I'm a realist, and I know we're the United States of the United Nations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, it's just not what it was. I mean, we can call it different terms, but it's simply not in effect. It's not. It's been altered. The terms of it have been strictly altered by law with various laws without amendment. Well, I mean, that's a unilateral alterization of the terms of a contract. Well, that dissolves any contract, even to mow your yard. I mean, why would we think that the government can just arbitrarily change the provisions by law, by acts and statutes, and then without our approval, and then we're supposed to be still going along with that? I mean, that's ridiculous.
You know, I like all the Bible, all the scriptures, as I know you do, Ron, but I like the book of Daniel, Ron. Now, you know, Daniel talked about the abomination of desolation, but let me run this, something similar, a concept. I don't know, I don't think too many people have thought about this, but how about, there's the abomination of desolation, but how about the abomination of corporation? The abomination of corporation. Okay,
That's
right up there with the abomination of desolation, the abomination of corporation. And another thing Daniel said that I like: the end shall be as a flood. The end shall be as a flood. And years ago, up in Alaska, when they were doing this NAFTA thing and all this, years ago, I prophesied, and I am a prophet. Like I say, one way or the other, I'm a prophet. I'm either a true prophet or a false prophet, but in either case, I'm a prophet. But I prophesied that about this, that the end was going to come in as a flood of illegal immigrants, a flood. You know, when you're the United States of the United Nations, you know, you're going to be flooded out with people from all over the different nations of the world. There's going to be no border, and the end will come in as a flood. The end will come in as a flood of illegal immigrants right across that Rio Grande River down there and everything, you know? And,
well, that's happening. So, I don't think we can stone you for that one. You're right on target on that one.
Another thing I said years ago up in Alaska, right, we were on Eagle 97, 100,000 watts station that I used to be Anthony Hilda's personal taxi cab driver, and I even co-hosted the show a couple of times and everything and all that. But what was the other thing I was going to say? Years ago, Ron, I said that I told the consumers, all these so-called American consumers, that I warned them. I says, beware, because the consumers are going to become the consumees.
Boy,
you know, today's
not,
consumer can be tomorrow's consumee. You know?
We've become the consumed. Yeah, we're being consumed. Yes.
Consumed, yeah. So, but the one thing, Ron, that I don't, and maybe I'll leave with this, and I know, you know, I'm surprised this isn't clear to you, because as somebody that believes the scriptures, but, and let me finish when I say this, but these tyrants, like the king of Tyrus, you know, what is Isaiah 14, and then Ezekiel, you know, they talk about the king of Tyrus, and then it goes on to talk about Lucifer and everything. But one, tyrants, dictators and tyrants, they have power and authority, and the Bible is very, very clear where these tyrants get their power and authority. They don't get the power and authority from God. The scripture is very clear that they get their authority from the dragon. The dragon gives the beast all his power and authority. So they have power and authority, but it's not God-given power and authority. Their power and authority comes from the dragon. that old serpent, the devil. That's where they're.
Yes.
But to say that they don't have any power and authority, how can you fight their power and authority if you don't realize that it's coming from the wicked one? I'll say this one last thing, Juan, and then I'll listen to your comments and I won't say any more. But these Christians are missing it. Vast majority of these Christians.
Hang with us, David. All right.
Oh, the commercial? Yep.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Well, we're back to the last segment, and David, you've got about a minute to finish up what you were saying.
Yes, Lauren, you know what? I'm going to yield because I know that I'm sure there's somebody else that wants to get in. And are you going to do the show tomorrow? Are you going to fill in for Mark Anderson tomorrow?
Yes, I think till the end of October. I mean, till the end of this month, anyway, and maybe a little bit into October. I don't know, but we should know pretty soon what's going to happen.
So I have something else really important to say, but I'll save that maybe for tomorrow or some other show. But I'll just end with this. You know, we have to care. We have to be concerned and care about our brothers and sisters, Juan. And what I'm wondering is, I miss who I came to call Mount Mitchell, because Mount Mitchell, the highest mountain in the Appalachian chain, of course, is like around the border of eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina. But remember Mitchell from Memphis? I almost feel like maybe he threw up his hands thinking, well, what's the use of this talk radio or something? But remember Mitchell used to be a regular caller, and I really enjoyed Mitchell's calls. And, you know, I hope he's okay, physically okay, and I hope nothing has happened to him.
Sure.
You remember Mitchell?
I don't. You know, I don't know. Huh? I don't think so. You know,
he used to call your show, the show, all the time, Juan, and Mark Anderson Mitchell from Memphis, Tennessee, Mitchell.
Maybe so. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very cerebral. He was a deep thinker and everything, you know? And I remember the last calls he made, I could feel frustration in his voice, almost like, hey, what's the use? I'm just spinning my wheels with this talk radio or something. He was frustrated because he was being misunderstood all the time, and I didn't misunderstand him. Most of the time he was making really valid, trenchant points in everything, you know? But anyways, if you can hear Mitchell, at least call in and let us know you're okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, Juan. I hope you can squeeze somebody else in now.
Oh, we're done. That's all we can do today. Okay, David. Appreciate it. Well, there you have it. And I just want to say that I'm working on these constitutions. We're going to have a one-stop source for all these different constitutions and all this stuff that's going to be tried to shove down our throat. And we ought to have one of our own as well. So you can find that at lawfulgovernment.com. I'll be working on it and putting this stuff up, and I'll be talking about it in the future. We got to get them responding to us instead of us always responding to them. See you next time.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.